We're on? Okay, Pei Zayin Amabez. We are going to start from six lines up from where they get wired. Tznan Hasam. But I can't help myself. I have to say two things over from yesterday's daf. That is, one is, again, a well-known thought said in a couple of weeks by many Rabbanim. That is the Pei Zayin and Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara quoted the story of Reb Zera. When Reb Zera went... when Rav, I'm sorry, four lines to the bottom. Rav, right, somebody had wronged Rav, a butcher. And Rav says, no, it's Erev Yom Kippur, he hasn't asked me forgiveness, so you know what, I'm going to go make it easier for him. I'm going to go make myself available, and in that way, he'll be able to ask me forgiveness. So he goes there, and on the way, he meets Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says, where are you going? Rav tells him, I'm going to this butcher. So Rav Huna says, Azil Abba L'miktil Nafsha. Now, Rav, you're going to kill the guy. And Abba was Rav's nickname, so Gemara does not explain it. But anyway, so he continues going, and then he meets the butcher, and the butcher is busy chopping meat. And Rav says, hi, how you doing? The butcher sees him and says, get out of here. Let's leave Mischa Ba'adah. I don't have anything to do with you. And all of a sudden, the piece of meat or the knife itself, he loses the feeling from the knife, and the knife falls out of his hands and kills him. Right, so that's the story. So what's the shot of the story? So Rav Itzel Pelteberger uses this story to answer up a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that when a person, during a Maseres Yemei Tshuva, the whole year, but especially during that time of year, he should look at himself as Mechza Chayiv and Mechza Zakai. Half and half, that's the Pashas of the Gemara. Exactly equal Averis and Mitzvahs. So and the Gemara says, if you do one more, so then it's... you will outweigh and be zochel l'chaim. If you do one more averach or chas v'shalom, you do one more, you'll be not zochel l'misa. So when the Rambam quotes his Gemara, he doesn't say if you do one more mitzvah, you outweigh, or do one more averach. He quotes, im yaseh tshuva, then you'll outweigh, and you'll be on the side of l'chaim. And if lo yaseh tshuva, then you'll be on the side of l'misa. So ask many of the mafarshim, you know, it should be, if you do any mitzvah, why dafka tshuva, it should be any mitzvah. So different answers given. One answer given is that Aseres Yemei Tshuva are really the first 10 days of the next year. Right? Tavshin Samach Zayin. You already blew it. The year's already over. The day of Rosh Hashanah. So if you do one more mitzvah, that's not going to change the counts for the previous year. There's only one thing that could change last year. Tshuva can wipe out Averis for the previous year. And then Lamafreya can make it that there are more mitzvahs than Averis. That's one reason maybe why the Rambam says it. Because really, the counting for the previous year is finished. That's one answer given. There are other answers given. Rav Chaim Freelander has an answer. But Rav Itzel Pelteberger says, maybe this is the answer, based on this Gemara. Doing any mitzvah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is not enough. What's Aseres Yemei Tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamsi himself to Bnei Yisrael. Dirshu Hashem behimatzu. He makes himself available. So if we don't take that opportunity, when the person who we have wronged, not the person, the being that we have wronged has been mamsi himself, that's even worse. That's even worse. So that's the, like Rav, right? Rav Huna says, Oslaba Lubiktil Nafsha. So therefore, that's the Pshat of the Gemara, that's what the Rambam Dafka says, Asa Tshuva. Because that's just Stama Mitzvah. If you do any mitzvah, you put up a makkah during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but you don't do Tshuva, you know, that's even worse. You know, it's a blown opportunity. So that's how he uses the, in the Kol Chayar, the Star Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, that's how he uses that Gemara to explain the Rambam. And just one other thought, and then we'll start with today's Daf. Thought I mentioned in the past from Rav Kook, that I never shared inside. And that is, in all the Amoram and Amid Beis are mentioning what their viduis are. So one of the viduis is when Rav Hamnuna, and we say all these viduis. Rav Hamnuna says, Elokai, ad shelo notzarti eini chadai, achshav shenotzarti kiilu lo notzarti. We say that after the Al-Chetz. Elokai, until I was created, I wasn't kedai. And now that I'm created, it's as if I'm not created. So what's the deeper meaning of that line? What should be our kavanas? Says Rav Kook in his Siddur, in Olas and Olas Riyah, Liflesha not sarti, what does that mean? Kol oso zman hazman bilti mugbal shemei olam atcha not sarti. In the entire history of the world before the moment that I was created, in the 1800s, in the 1700s, in all the history of the world, vali lo hayadavar ba'olam shayisarachli. I didn't have a tachlis there, I didn't have a purpose there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring me into the world earlier in history because I couldn't fulfill my tachlis earlier in history. I couldn't have been born then. If there was something chaser that I could have been mashlam earlier, I would have been born in the 1700s. I would have been born during the times of Chassam Sofer and Mikveh Eger. But obviously I wasn't. I was dafka born in the 20th century. Born in the 20th century because that's dafka your tachlis. Ados osmanu osh lo izi kedai ad oz lihi bar os. Vahe bitzarech, etc. But now we say on Yom Kippur, we say, now that I haven't created, at the exact moment that I'm supposed to be created, and I have a tachlis, and I have a purpose, and I have a tafkid that I'm supposed to fulfill, I haven't fulfilled what I'm supposed to fulfill. Before this time in history, you know, I couldn't have done it, and now I could have done it, but I didn't do it. So that's our vidui. That's achshav shenol elokai. Achshav shenol tzarti eini chidai. V'achshav shenol tzarti kiyul lo tzarti. So we have a couple of weeks now to have very little kavana during this tefillah. So if we fulfill our tachlis over the next couple of weeks, and then hopefully this tefillah will be null and void for us. Okay, let's go. Tanan Haslam, five lines from where they get what the Mishnah says there in Maseches Tainus. B'shlosha prakim b'shana kohanim nosin es kapehen arba pa'amim b'yom. Says the Mishnah, there are three times in history, that in the history of the year, and during the year, that Kohanim can do duchening, Nesias Kapayim, four times in a day. Doesn't happen, not for everybody in Klal Yisrael, and not every year. But there are three possible times. What are they? B'shachris, B'busav, B'mincha, B'nila, Sha'arim. Right, there are 3 days that is possible to do duchening four times. Shachris, B'busav, B'mincha, and, of course, Ni'ilah. That's when you would do it a fourth time during the day. It's not by Ma'ariv, because there's no Nesias Kapayim at night. But by Shachris, B'busav, B'mincha, Ni'ilah, it is done. We've mentioned before that there's a big mystery in Halacha why there is no Nesias Kapayim at Chutz La'aretz. There's no reason, it's not a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz, right? It says shakras mincha mayer, you know, that's shakras musaf mincha, why don't we duchen in chutz la'aretz? So the inner, by mincha, so the Gemara already says, we don't duchen by mincha generally if it's not a fast day, on a weekday, because rechoshesh, the kohanim drank some wine, and you're not allowed to duchen when you're drunk, after you drank wine. But unless you're on a fast day, they do duchen in the afternoons, by musaf and by mincha. That's why we say, elokeinu elokei v'aseinu, on a tainus sibur, by mincha. That's why we say that. So fine, that's a substitute, but why don't we duchen? So again, it's a big mystery. The kash is better than the answer. The Rama writes, we're not totally besimcha, because we're worried about our parnas and chutz la'aretz, so you can only duchen besimcha. Again, it's very difficult. We mentioned the story of the Gra. The Gra tried to start duchening in Vilna a couple of times, and he always had simim min hashamayim that he thought that it was inappropriate, right? He said, the shul burned down, and this, the Torahs were taken. So he took it as a simim min hashamayim that it wasn't appropriate. And just one other Hosafa, Rav Sternbach writes, simim min hashamayim doesn't mean he just gave up. The Gra thought it was right, he wouldn't give up. But simim Hashemayim, he took it as a simim that he should re-research the sugya. And he re-researched it, somehow he found that maybe it was not appropriate. Not that he said, oh, okay, I'm not doing it. That's not the Gra's derech. But he took it as a simim that maybe, you know, I should do research again, and he re-researched, and then it wasn't done. So anyways, the Gemara says there are 4 times during these days, these possible days that you would duchen, shachat buzav mincha ne'ilah. You had a question? But the Gemara doesn't just say Ne'ilah, Ne'ilas Sha'arim, the time of the closing of the gates. What does that mean? So Rashi here quotes the Yerushalmi. Rashi quotes two Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, where Rashi says, in Rashi in a couple lines from now, Chad Amar Ne'ilas Sha'ari Shamayim, V'chad Amar Ne'ilas Sha'ari Azara. 2 days in the Yerushalmi, about 10 lines up in Rashi. Is it the gates are closing in Shamayim, or it's the gates of the Azara that are closing? So again, there's a lot of messages that we could talk about those 2 days. The Rosh says, well, my nafgamina, halacha, what time? Before or after Shkia? The gates of Shamayim, the gates of the Azara close before Shkia. They close before, we don't want to have it at night. We don't want to make sure they're closed before the night time, so they're closed before Shkia. While in Shemayim, the Shari Shemayim closed a little later. That's what Rosh says, L'mayin Afgamina. That's what the Rosh says, explaining that Yerushalmi. The Elohein, what are the 3 days that possibly we could have Ne'ilah? Shlosha Prakim, B'ta'anios. One are fast days that they used to fast for rain. They used to say Ne'ilah on the more serious, as the sets of three start coming. They used to fast on those days, and they used to have Ne'ilah. Ubim Ma'amados. What are Ma'amados? So the Chazal already, way back maybe in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, split up all the Kohanim, all the Levim, and all the Yisraelim into 24 groups. 24 groups, the Kohanim were called Mishmaros, and they basically work 2 weeks out of the year. Not all Kohanim should work every day, so they split them up, and any Kohen could bring his own karbanos whenever he wanted. But for Klal Yisrael, those Kohanim were split up into 24 groups of Mishmaros, and they each worked 2 weeks out of the year, which is 48 weeks, and then the couple weeks of Yantif including Shavuos, which has Tashlumin for a week afterwards. That's why we don't say Tachlon after Shavuos, because there's Tashlumin if you didn't bring the Karbanos on time. So for those weeks, all the Kohanim worked. So it basically worked out to be 2 weeks out of the year. So not only were the Kohanim, the Mishmaros, are the more well-known, but all of Klal Yisrael were split up into Ma'amados. There has to be a representative on behalf of Klal Yisrael to bring the Karbanos Tzibur every day, especially the Karban Tamid. There has to be certain representatives in the Beis HaMikdash. So each of the Ma'amados, when it was their week, they sent a few representatives to the Beis HaMikdash to be there where the Yisraelim were allowed to stand in the Beis HaMikdash, and the rest of the Maimud stayed in their own town, but they didn't work. They fasted, they had special laning, the Mishnayos and Tainus described, they did the Lane Maisa Bracious, they laned other lanings, but that's the Ma'amados. So on those days when they fasted at home, they also said Elam for the Ma'amados. Ubi Yom HaKippurim. So those two sometimes come up, not for everybody, the third one is for everybody. Ubi Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, that's the only day of the year that we say Ne'ilah. My Ne'ilah Sha'arim. What does Ne'ilah Sha'arim mean? What does that mean? As we'll see, the question is, does that really mean another Shemona Esrei, or just extra tefillah? Rav Amar Tzlusa Yisei Rasa. Rav says, extra davening. And as we'll see, according to Rav, this means you say another Shemona Esrei, like we hold. We say another Shemona Esrei, a full Ne'ilah. Shmuel Amar Ma'anu Mechayenu. Shmuel says, Ma'anu Mechayenu, which we also say during Ne'ilah, but Shmuel's pshat is that you say all of Ne'ilah, but without not in the context of Shemona Esrei. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim explains it. He says in the second column, V'hainu Tfilas Atanosin Yav Poshim V'kach Anu Noagim. Right, we say a lot of the Ne'ilah, but you don't say it in the context of a Shemona Esrei. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. There is what to talk about on this wording of the Gemara. Slosa Yisei Rasa, an extra tefillah. There is a big chiddush said by Rav Soloveitchik in a number of places. I'll give it to you from the most recent place that I saw it. That is a new sefer that came out on Inyani Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable sefer. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. Rabbi J.J. Schachter put out the sefer on the Rav on Inyani Tisha B'Av and Kinos. They say that anybody who was in Boston on any Tisha B'Av, they said that the Rav had the secret of Kinos. He used to go for 8 hours straight from the morning all the way until Mincha, and everybody just stayed there, just listened. You couldn't leave. It was just... So anyway, so a lot of that is printed. It's printed in this sefer. So in that sefer, he discusses the question of the Gemara just said that on Tanios, that's Ne'ilah. A facet, an important part of Tanios is Ne'ilah. So ask the Rav, so why is there no Ne'ilah on all Tainus Sebers? All of our Tainus Sebers, why is there no Ne'ilah? On Tzom Gedalia, on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the ultimate fast day. Why is there no Ne'ilah? Why is there no Ne'ilah? So Soloveitchik develops the idea that Ne'ilah is a function of Tosefes Tefillah. It's an additional tefillah. By definition, what's the language here? Slosa Yisei Rasa. It's an additional tefillah. Tisha B'Av, the other fast day, Tisha B'Av especially, is a day of Sasum Tefillah Si. We see our tefillahs are not makubal on Tisha B'Av, right? That's why we push the parochas to the side. Why? Because parochas symbolizes, whenever the parochas is on, it symbolizes a hepsik that there's hashras hashchina, right? Between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kodesh, there was a parochas. It symbolizes the Kodesh Baruch was there listening to our tefillahs. But on Tisha B'Av, we push the parochas aside to symbolize there's somewhat less hashras hashchina. We don't say tiskabel till the afternoon. We don't say Teskabel on Tisha B'Av, because it's not a day. It's based on that pasuk in Echa, Sasum Tfilasi. So it says, so Tisha B'Av inherently is a day that tefillahs are not makubal. So you can't say Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah by definition is an extra tefillah, is a Hosafas tefillah. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tefillah. Yom Kippur is a different fast day than all the other fast days. So Yom Kippur, the other fast days for rain, maybe that's not mourning. That's not Sasum Tefillah Si. You're davening for rain. So you're davening extra. But Rav Soloveitchik then says, let me find it. I'm sorry. I just lost the place here. I wrote down page 12 and 13. He says, you may disagree with what I'm about to say, but in my opinion, it is quite correct. The halacha maintains that a person who offered the daily morning sacrifice fulfilled the obligation, even if he didn't offer the daily afternoon sacrifice. In other words, if you daven one tefillah, you usually doesn't have any effect on the other tefillah. If you miss shakras, you could daven mincha. Okay, you could have tashlumen. But if you didn't daven mincha, you could daven ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, they're all separate. They're all mutually exclusive. Says the Rav, if for some reason somebody didn't daven ma'ariv, shakras, musaf, and mincha, it was an ones. He had a 20-hour hatsala call, and he comes in right before ne'ilah, he can't daven ne'ilah. Because Ne'ilah, by definition, he says, I didn't see this anywhere, but he says, I think it's true. Even if one of the other prayers is missing, there is no Ne'ilah. Whether what I say is true or wrong, I do not know. But there was no doubt that the subject of Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur is not just a stam of prayer or tefillah, but it's linked up with the other tefillahs. It's about asking Hashem to help accept the other tefillahs, and by definition, it's what Rav says, Slusa Yiseirasa. It's an extra tefillah. So that's what Ne'ilah is. It's a Hosafa tefillah. That's why it's appropriate on Tisha B'Av. Not appropriate on Tisha B'Av. It's appropriate on Yom Kippur. And that's his chiddush, that he's medayik, regarding if one didn't daven the other tefillahs. So Motzah Yom Kippur, if somebody missed Ne'ilah, so missed Ne'ilah, if it's after Yom Kippur, right? Right, it didn't Yom Kippur, right? So I don't know, Lamai, do we say, is there, Halakha Lamaisa, does the Shulchan Aruch talk about it? If you missed Ne'ilah, would it ever come up? It's similar, not exactly similar. I remember friends of mine a couple of years ago in Florida. When was it? When there was a hurricane on Yom Kippur. So a lot of the shuls daven Ne'ilah at 2 in the afternoon because it was supposed to be a terrible and they all had to go home. They couldn't be in shul later on. So they all these shilas, is it better to daven Ne'ilah later in the day, bismano at home be chidus, or is it daven much earlier at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because it was amongst the fashas? They called the Shechter, they called a number of poskim about what to do. But again, so there it wasn't about missing it, but you couldn't miss it, you could think about it, it'd be crazy a time. Yeah.
Right, the Hashlumah would have been
Ma'ariv. So it might say Ne'ilah because of this inherent nature, it might be different. We do pass in that way. If you miss a Shabbos Mincha, you daven two Ma'arivs even though it's two weekday Shmoneh Esreis. But if you say I'm talking a ton on the wrong one, you got to say three. But again, that's but maybe there'll be another nafkamina that if you miss Ne'ilah, there wouldn't be tashlumin. Okay, so that is Rav Slusi say Rasa Shmuel Amar Ma Anu Mechayenu. Right, the nusach of Ne'ilah that we all know as the Tosfos Yerushalmi asks Asanotu Yad LePoshim. Just one thought I mentioned a couple of years ago, I think before Ne'ilah, and that is from the Shemana Tov. I quoted yesterday Ashal Shudis, where he quotes why in Ne'ilah the first line of Ne'ilah we say Asanotu Yad LePoshim, etc. Laman Nechdal Meoshek Yadenu. But Shbaruch Hu, you have to help us out with our oshek. Oshek means stealing. We're such ganavim. First thing we say in the Ilah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help us out with our geneva. Nechla meoshek yadenu. What's going on? Question one. Question two. He asked this in the context of Parshas Noach. Ein gzardinam nechtam el al chamas. According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Dafka, the Dor HaMabul did everything wrong. So Dafka Gezel was the worst. So says the Shem and Torah according to Chiddush Yerim. The Be'emes kol chaytu Be'emes Gezel. The lokeach osa makelim shenasim lakadosh baruch hu umishtamish bohem le'inyanim shehipech ritzoni yisbarach lahavi Gezel mamish. Really, every time we do something wrong, we're being gozel lakadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu gave us certain kelim, certain talents to use to serve him. If we don't use them for the proper purposes, that's Gezel. That's the man nechta meyoshek yedenu. We dafka say in the ilah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help us out with our gezel. Help us out relating to the Rav Kook we mentioned before. Help us out fulfilling our tafkid. Put this with the Rav Kook. That's gezel. So, man nechta meyoshek yedenu. That's the nusach of ne'ilah. Okay, meisvei. I mentioned to someone yesterday. Today we might have a 10-minute amud aleph. Usually we have a 10-minute amud beis, but we'll see. Meisvei. Or Yom Kippurim mispalo sheva umisvada. B'shachar mispalo sheva umisvada. B'shachar sheva umisvada. B'mincha mispalo sheva umisvada. B'ne'ilah mispalo sheva umisvada. So the Brisa says, quoting, including Ne'ilah, you daven seven, meaning the seven brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, and misvada, and say vidui. Right, the private individual does vidui at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Right, that's the lashon of mispalo sheva umisvada. So kasha on Shmuel. Right, but Shmuel says you don't say Shmoneh Esrei. A number of mafarshim take out the next line. Take out the gersa, so we skip to the next line, the first word. V'chosein bevidui, divrei b'meir. And Remeir says, you end off not with the usual mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim, but you end off with something about vidui. And Rashi says, hakel hasolchan. That's how you end off. Baruch Hashem, hakel hasolchan. That's Remeir shita. V'chacham omrim, mispal sheva. No, you say Shmoneh Esrei. V'imrad alatam bevidui chosein. Okay, you can end off with that if you want. You have a choice. Question mark. So the Brisa seems to say that according to everybody, though, you'd say a Shmoneh Esrei by Ne'ilah. Tiyufta de Shmuel, Tiyufta. So Tiyufta Shmuel is rejected, or at least Tiyufta, and therefore we pass him like Rav, we do say a Shmoneh Esrei. Ula bar Rav Nachas Kami de Rava. Pasach ba'atava chartanu, v'siyem b'ma'anu mechayenu b'shibchei. So again, so this is what Ula Nachas. Nachas, he went down. Meaning he went to be the Shliach Tzibur. Mimamakim krasich Hashem. The olden days, you went down to the place where the chazan stood. So he was the chazan, and he said atav achartanu, which the Ran says is a simin that he said the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Atav achartanu is before the nusach that Shmuel said to say. So therefore, this story is also a raya to Rav. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan Omar v'yachad Omar achat tefilaso. A yachid says the ne'ilah extra tefillah after his tefillah. Again, like we say, we say it where we usually stick in the Al-Chaytz. There are no Al-Chaytz when it comes to the Ilah, but we say it after Ar Shmona Esrei. Period. Amar Rav. Rav has an amazing opinion. Tfilas ne'ilah poteres eshol arbis. Rav says, we spoke before, if you miss ne'ilah, could you use Ma'irif? Rav says, if you daven ne'ilah, you don't have to daven Ma'irif. What's the daven Ma'irif? Rav l'taymei, Rav is l'shitaso, da'amai tzfosi yisei rasahi. Rav is l'shitaso, of course, number one, he says it is a shmon esrei. Shmon would never say such a thing, right? Because that's a shmon esrei. Number one, it is a shmon esrei. The kivin tzalei su'lo tzarech. And once you daven, you don't have to daven Ma'irif. Also, you have to add in, Rashi knows it here, but the Gemara later on is going to explicate it. Rav also holds that Ni'ilah is Balayla. The only way you could count it for Ma'ariv is if it's Balayla. So Ni'ilah, there's Ma'an Ni'ilah Balayla. So number two, Rav holds Ni'ilah Balayla and that it's a Shemona Esrei. That's why you could pater Ma'ariv. If you reject either of those assumptions, then you'll say it doesn't work for Ma'ariv.
But if it's Balayla, it's not on Yom Kippur.
It's Balayla, it's not on Yom Kippur, right?
When,
but
when
before Shkia, the Rush said. Before Shkia, the Azara door is closed. So at the time of the Yerusharim, then you could start. We'll get to when you start. Maybe Rav is holding like one of those opinions. Maybe Rav is holding like the Rush said, he's holding like the Nilo Shari Shemayim. Okay, my tie to the Hakir we discussed last week, right? Is Tosefas Yontif just an Isser Malacha, or it's really an extension? You might be Mechalik between before and after also. That after Shabbos. The matfumin is, if could you tell when you make the Ramah and the Lavush talk about in Shulchan Aruch, if you make early Shabbos and your friend didn't make early Shabbos, are you allowed to ask him to do Malacha or not? Versus, what about after Shabbos? If you're still sitting at Shal Shudas, but really Shabbos is over, are you allowed to tell? There might be differences between them. You might view Shabbos differently before and after. But you're right, it might connect to that. So that is Rav's Shita Sulo Tzar. When is the ultimate time of the Ilah? When do we paskins? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Zman Tfilas Ne'ilah Kishachama Barosh HaIlanos. When the sun is at the tops of the trees, whatever branches are left after yesterday, Kadesh Yashlim Osa Samach L'Shkia Sachama, so that you finish Ne'ilah by Shkia, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'zorashli Yachsibar L'Katzer B'Slichos U'Psukim Shev Emsa Tfilah. Gotta just go quickly, or just shorten it. L'Katzer U'Psukim. V'gam Eimlo Limshach Matfilas Ne'ilah Kol Tev V'Tevak D'Yachshem Moshe B'Shar Tfilas Kadesh Yigmar Kodim Shkia Sachama. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sounds like you got to finish before Shkia. That might be l'shitaso because three sifim later he says nosim kapayim b'ne'ilah. Right? There's duchening by ne'ilah. We, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, we generally the minhag is to daven later. The kasa. First of all, well, first he said you have to know what Shkia means in the Shulchan Aruch's language. Right? He might hold like that Rav Yonatan of two Shkias. The kasa machkasa jashlim sof Shkias kama haynu sof Shkia shu seis hakochavim. There's a kochavim, but then Mishnah Berurah continues. Our minhag is a little later. Mikol makom, sricha al kapanim lizer al haskel be'od ayom gadol. We start during the day, but we go much later, and that's why in most shuls in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael they're a little more makpid to do earlier. But we don't duchen. We don't say elokeinu. We wouldn't duchen. Let's say in if there was duchening in Chutz La'aretz because we daven ne'ilah a little later. We start earlier, but we finish later. The Mishnah Berurah though points out an important ha'ara. That's in Samach Zarim. It's written there. There's one of the piyutim in ne'ilah is Hayom Yifneh Hashemesh Yavov Yifneh. But if the Shemesh was already pana, then you can't say Hashemesh Yavov Yifneh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That if you're it's already past Shkia, you should switch it. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'gam Yizar Lom Yachoros Hayom Yifneh Hashemesh Yavov Yifneh Kodim Harif Shemesh." Says the Shar Tzion, "V'nisach Yomar Hayom Pana Hashemesh Bo Pana." In some Machzorim, there's an asterisk that has that Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. That's why the Ramah adds by the Nesias Kapayim Alacha V'Aminah B'Nim Didos Elu Shloli Sa Kapayim. We don't do Nesias Kapayim. The Mishnah Berurah there continues, again, something that's said before many Ne'ilahs, his Chizuk speech before Ne'ilah. V'yizah dariz ma'od b'tfilah zu, ki tachlis kol aseres yimei tshuva hu Yom Kippur. V'tachlis kol Yom Kippur, tfilas Ne'ilah. Sh'akol l'chol achar achisim. We gotta try. V'im l'achshav emasai. L'chein afim hu chalash, ma'achbas atayin is even if somebody's weak. V'kol makom yezer, ki gibar chalatzov, les palv, ma'achshav azako, barura, u'l'kabal atzmo, gidri tainis be'emes, v'abol atayim zayin oso. Mishnah Berurah gives us chizuk every year. We got to read that Mishnah Berurah before Ne'ilah to make sure we realize that Hakol Holech Achar Hachisim. But that's generally when we do Ne'ilah, we start Ba'od Hayom Gadol and we continue through the into the night. Umi Amar Rav Hachi continues the Gemara four lines to the bottom. Did Rav really say this that you could use the Ne'ilah for Ma'ariv? V'Amar Rav Alachik Debayom Tfilas Ares Rishus. What do you mean? You don't have to daven Ma'ariv in the first place according to Rav. Tfilas Ares Rishus. So what do you mean? It paters Ma'ariv. You don't get pater achiyuv. If pater's a rishus, you wouldn't use that language. So where is it you're right? Ludibri ha'omer chovah ka'amar. Rav saying a pater's myrib for those who hold tefillas arvus chovah. Right? That's what he means to say. There's a machlokas we spoke about a couple of years ago. And that is, what does that mean, Tfilas Arvas Rishus? What does that mean? So the Gemara says it in a number of places. Bali Tosfos, all over Brachas, say Tfilas Arvas Rishus is just a relative term. Really, it's a chova. It's a chova. Rishus just means relative to another mitzvah that you're doing. You know, this could take second place. It's only a relative term. But of course, Bali Tosfos say all over the place that it's closer to chova than you think. And Lashita Sam, Tosfos Yishanim here, asks the Kasha. He says the last line, Tema Mabakach. So what's the Gemara's question? What do you mean? Apat Tilal Arvus Rishus. That's Tosfos Yishanim. What do you mean Tilal Arvus Rishus? It's just Rishus leaning something else. Of course it's a chova. Of course, Rav could use that lashon of that at Potter's. And he quotes all these Gemaras. So what does the Gemara mean? That it can't Potter because it's just Rishus. It's really a Chova. So it's very close to a Chova. So Tosfos Yishanim answers, no. There's something else that you could be doing now also. You're getting ready to eat. You're starving. You haven't eaten all day. So in relative to preparing your food, because Motzei Yom Kippur, right? He says, Hakanami ain't sorach lispalsha, yeach the lasok, but tikkun sorachi suda, la Motzei Yom Kippur, shehu yantif. Because I'm reading a bit medrash that a baskol goes out, echol besimcha, echol lachmecha, right? Kiva karatza Hashem es abonecha. But, yeah?
The bar said very low. What else?
Right, the bar is set very low, but he dafka says it's not time because you're starving, because it's a yontif, he throws that in, Basco goes out. But either way, the Tosfos Yishanim Lushitaso to all Bali Tosfos are bothered. What do you mean Tfilas Arvas Rishus? That's not something inherently about the tefillah. It's in terms of your other mitzvahs. But we noted, I think about 5 years ago, that the Gaonim seem to have a different view of Tfilas Arvas Rishus and Tfilas Arvas Chova. And also the Rambam. They use it to explain halachic differences between Ma'ariv and the other tefillahs. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. Let's start with this one. Start with the Gaonim. Tosfos in Brachas Daf Dalet quotes Rav Amram Gaon that says you do not need Smichas Geulah Tefillah by Ma'ariv because Tefillas Arvas Rishus. Tefillas Arvas Rishus. Number one. Number two. The Torah writes in Hilchas Tefillah Friday night. Whether if you miss Friday night Shmona Esrei, could you make it up, or you make a mistake in the Friday night Shmona Esrei, could you make it up by listening to the Chazan and say Magen Avos? Not a real Chazaras Hashatz. Is that really appropriate? So he quotes Tar Rav Amram Rav Notronoi Gon Kasav Da Afila Lo Hispalo Brachas Klal. Let's say you didn't daven Shmona Esrei at all Friday night. V'shama Mipi Shliach Tzibur Magen Avos Mirosh Atzof Yatsa Yidei Chovaso. Your Yotze Your Chiv of Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv. Why Tfilas Arvas Rishus? Rav Notronoi Gon. A third opinion says the Rambam, when you find many places, the Rambam follows the Gaonim. The Rambam writes, the Fisha Tfilas Arvas Rishus in Medaktikin Bismana. That's Medaktik by Meir. A little earlier, it's okay. In Medaktikin Bismana. The Rambam continues, Tfilas Arvas Rishus, and therefore there's no Chazaras Hashatz by Meir. He uses this as a reason why there's different halachas by Meir. The Rambam writes, here's a Havamina. Afa Pisha Tfilas Arvas Rishus. Still, lo yavo adam imlachto v'yomar ochal kima v'ishan kima. Don't push off Ma'ariv, even though Tfilas Arvas Rishus. What's the Havamina? Tosfos would say, no, the Gemara only says, don't come home and eat and drink and sleep and then daven Ma'ariv. The Gemara doesn't start off by saying, Ava bisha Tfilas Arvas Rishus. But the Rambam puts this all in because it sounds like from the Gaonim and the Rambam that this is something mahuti about the Tfilah, there's something different about it, and therefore, that's what it means Tfilas Arvas Rishus. Again, kibbol ha'kachova nowadays, but this seems to be a machlokas between Bali Tosfos and the Gaonim and the Rambam regarding this principle. Again, there's a lot more Chaz of the Shiurim that we had in Brachas Chavav about Tfilas Arvas Rishus. All the answers for the Chilukim, right? All the tivrusim you have to give to how we say the Psukim between Shmon Hashkivenu and Shmon Esrei. After all, those were not in the Gemara anywhere. Only Hashkivenu is in the Gemara. So that's this would explain if you don't hold. I mean, there is a machlokas in the Gemara whether you need Tfilas Arvas Smichas Gula Tfilah by Ma'ariv or not. There's a machlokas, but it's obviously on a different level because of this Rav Amram. Meisve, third line for the bottom, or Yom HaKippurim. Mispal Shevo Misvada. Shakam Mispal Shevo Misvada. Musum Mispal Shevo Misvada. Bin Ne'ilu Mispal Shevo Misvada. Arvis, Ma'ariv, after Yom Kippur, Mispal Shevo Me'in Shmona Esrei. You're allowed to daven a shortened Shmona Esrei. On Motzei Yom Kippur, Rashi explains it's Havinenu, which is a shortened middle part of Shmona Esrei, in order because it's Tircha, because we're very attuned to what state that we're going to be in on Motzei Yom Kippur. No, you have to say the whole Shmona Esrei because Havinenu has no place for Atzachon Antanu, and you can't put it in, says the Gemara, because then it'll appear like its own bracha. because every phrase is its own bracha in Havineinu. So that's why you have to say the entire Shmona Esrei. But either way, according to either opinion, you have to daven a Mayriv, even though you daven Ne'ilah. Kashan Rav. Rav says that once you daven Ne'ilah, you don't have to daven Mayriv. So Gemara says Tanoyi. It's really Machlokas Tanoim. Detanya. It's Machlokas Tanoim, whether Ne'ilah Pat is Mayriv. Detanya. Kol Chai Beitzvilas Tovlin Kedarkim Yom Kippurim. All people who are Mechuyevis, obligated to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, let's say somebody who was Tamei Meis, and his the ending of his counting starts is Yom Kippur day, or anybody, a Zava, any of those are going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Nida v'yoledes tovlos kedarka b'leil Yom Kippurim. What about Yom Kippur night? Again, we don't pass in this way, but a Nida and a Yoledes, anybody whose time comes out to go to the mikvah on Leil Yom Kippur, a Nida has to go to the mikvah after the seventh day, not during the seventh day like a Zava. A Nida is after the seventh day, so she goes on Yom Kippur. Balkari, Torah v'Avaholech ad HaMincha. What about a Balkari? What if somebody has an emission on Yom Kippur itself? How often a Balkari is, he has to go to the mikvah that day and wait for Harif Shemesh, and then he's Tahor. But in the times of Ezra, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Ezra was misakin that a Balkari is not allowed to learn, or not allowed to daven. So we learned then that maybe we don't paskin that way anymore. But Ezra was misakin that, so during that time period. So let's say somebody has ceased carry on Yom Kippur afternoon, so he can't daven Mincha. Can't daven anymore. So we're going to make him not daven mincha. So Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Tov v'holich ad ha-mincha. Up until mincha. Because mincha time, then you want him to be able to daven mincha. But according to the Tanakhama, after mincha, by the time after mincha comes along, then we're not going to allow you to go to the mikvah yet. Why? Because the way that Gemara is explained here, that according to the Tanakhama, Ne'ilah, the Zman of Ne'ilah is Balayla. So once you daven Mincha, you're not going to miss any Tefillah. Wait till the night time, then you'll go to the Mikvah, and then you'll be able to daven Ne'ilah. So that's the opinion the Gemara assumes, that's like Rav, because Ne'ilah is Balayla, and everybody holds that if Ne'ilah is at night, so then it'll kapatza the Mayriv. That's the view of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Arakol Yom Kulo. No, Rabbi Yossi says you could go to the Mikvah the whole day, even after Mincha. Because why? So Rashi explains that he holds Ne'ilah is Bayom. So even after Mincha, you still have Ne'ilah to daven. And you don't want him not to be able to daven Ne'ilah. So therefore, you can still go to the Mikvah. So we assume it's a Machlokas Tanoim about Rav's issue, whether Ne'ilah paters Mayriv. Interestingly, it seems like everybody would agree that if Ne'ilah is at night, it can pater Mayriv. Well, the Machlokas is, when is Ne'ilah? That's how the Machlokas here is formulated. V'raminu, we ask another Kasha, where we have a stira between the two opinions. We just had Tanakama and Rav Yossi. They're flipped in the following brisa. V'raminu azav hazar v'mazar v'mazarat. So we'll need to tell me mace. Tovlin kedarkan b'yom kippurim. All these people go to the mikvah kedarkan on Yom Kippur. Nida v'yoledes tovlos kedarkan b'leil Yom Kippurim. And same as we had before, they go on leil Yom Kippur. Balkari tor v'holek ol Yom Kulo. The Tanakama holds that he could do the whole day, unlike the Tanakhama earlier, who said only till Mincha. Rabbi Yossi, Mincha l'mala in yochal lipor. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only until Mincha, not after Mincha. Which is against Rabbi Yossi earlier. Exact same shitas, exact same achlokas, but the shitas is flipped. So ask the Gemara stira. So lo kasha, ha de soli tfilas ni'ilah, ha de lo soli. What's the answer to the stira within Rabbi Yossi? When Rabbi Yossi says, you have the whole day, that's where you didn't have an ni'ilah yet. But in the other one where he says you have to stop, that's when you daven Ne'ilah already. If you daven Ne'ilah already, there's no reason for you to have to go to the mikvah now. That's the answer to the Sira and Rabbi Yossi. Either Salim Aitamayad Rabbanan, then the Kash is on the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, you already daven Ne'ilah, so why are you going to allow him to go to the mikvah in the second Brisa? So where I answer, Kasavi Rabbanan, Tfilah Bizmanan Mitzvah, something we had earlier all the way 80 days ago, Daf Ches, all the way earlier in Yuma, that they hold Tfilah Bizmanan Mitzvah, going to the mikvah at its proper time is a mitzvah, and it's Docha even Yom Kippur. Even the inyan of Yom Kippur, so they hold, even though there's no davening left, still tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Michal, the Rabbi Yossi's ever la mitzvah, is that to tell me that if the Rabbanan holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah, is that to tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman la mitzvah? V'hatani, we have a brisa that seems to say that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. Harishah, Hishim Kosel Abasara. There was Shem Hashem somehow written on somebody's flesh. Harezel lo yirchas, lo yasaf, lo yam, v'akamati nofes. He's not allowed to take a shower. It's going to get rubbed off. Grumma of Mechikas Shem Hashem. Right, it's going to get rubbed off. And you're not allowed to stand in a place where you're not allowed to say brachas. Right, because it's not covered for the Shem Hashem. Nizdan lo tefilas mitzvah, but what if you have to go to the tefilas mitzvah? Nizdan lo. So what tefilas mitzvah is there for a man? It's got to be Nizdan Beis HaMikdash. Right, Nizdan lo tefilas mitzvah, korek alav gemi. So he wraps some type of reed around it where the Mefarshim say it's loose enough that water could get in, so it's not a chatzitza, but it's tight enough so that a strong current of water wouldn't wash it away. So it protects, but it's not a chatzitza problem. But you're at Betovil, and he goes and he's told on the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yorei V'Tova Kadarka. Rabbi Yossi says, no, forget the gemi, just go dunk in the mikvah. Ubabashal Yishavshif. You just got to make sure not to rub the name. V'kaimalon, and we explain that machlokas, the betfilah b'zman mitzvah pligi. We assume that machlokas is betfilah b'zman mitzvah. How so? According to Rabbi Yossi, he holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Therefore, we don't want to mandate for him to get a gemi, because what if he doesn't have one? He's going to go search for it. He's going to think he doesn't have to go to the, he can't go to the mikvah without this gemi, and therefore he's going to be mevatel the whole tefillah. So Rabbi Yossi says you don't even need it, because tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The Chachamim say tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So therefore, what's the worst case scenario? He'll look for it and he won't go, okay, it's okay, so go the next time, because really tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So what do you see from this braisa? Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah. We just were medayik before that before, and he held tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So Mara answers that this last braisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, this last braisa is a different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, the Tanya, who says, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, daya l'tfila shetehe b'achrona. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, in a case, in Meseches Nida, where a woman comes, and we know she had a baby. We have no idea when she had the baby. It's a complicated Gemara, where Rashi even here says, v'kulim first l'hu hasam. Rashi says, you know what, you want to really remember the details, you can look back there in Meseches Nida, where we don't know when, she has to go to the mikvah, we just don't know when. A woman has to go to the mikvah 7 days after for a baby boy, 14 days after a baby girl. Is it Yoledes? Maybe she became a Nida. Maybe she gave birth when she was a Zava. There's so many sfeikas. When she's supposed to go to the mikvah? So one sheet there says she has to go to the mikvah 14 days in a row by day and by night. Because you don't know if she's a Zava who has mikvah by yom, you don't know if she's a Nida, mikvah by light. All these shilas. So Rabbi Yossi there says, no, just do the last suffix for the last time. She's not mutter to her husband anyway until after the last one. So wait till the last one, meaning he holds tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. Because you just get the last one. So that's the shita that holds tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. Dayo tefillah shibachor tibachrona. Just go the last one. Period. Tana rabbanon. If somebody sees carry on Yom Kippur, which again, this connects to the beginning of the Masechta, the last 10 lines are about Rias Keri. The beginning of the Masechta was all about Shivas Yom and Kol Yom Kippurim, your mafresh the Kohen Gadol, to prevent himself from seeing carry. Maybe we'll say another connection in a minute. But that's the Pashas connection. So if you see carry on Yom Kippur, you go Yorid V'Tovel, you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and that night, your Meshavshe, you rub yourself to make sure you don't have any chatzitzas. So Gemara asks, La'er my dahavahavi. What do you mean? After you go to the mikveh, after Yom Kippur, then you rub yourself. It's too late. Ela ema mi b'erev yishavshev. No, from erev Yom Kippur, be mishavshev to make sure there's no chatzitzes. So if it comes out that you saw carry on Yom Kippur, so then you won't have any chatzitzes on you. So talking about tefillah on erev Yom Kippur, the Rashi quotes Rav Sadigon. There's a minhag that many have to go to the mikveh on erev Yom Kippur. As much as that. So Rav Sadigon quotes, you make a bracha on that tefillah. Unbelievable. Make a bracha on that tefillah. And the Rashi argues, what are you talking about? It's a minhag. Even, he says, that, and there are minhag that they make a bracha on, halal on Rosh Chodesh, but this minhag is like banging your Hoshana Rabbah. This is not quoted really it's alluded to in the Gemara, but I can make a bracha, so we generally paskin that you do not make a bracha on this, but it just shows you the importance of this tefillah of Sadigon, says you can make a bracha on it. That's the Rosh here, quoting Rav Sadigon. Tani Tana Kabbi Rav Nachman. The Tana was said before Rav Nachman. If somebody sees carrying him on Yom Kippur, his sins are forgiven. Tanya Avonos of Sidurin. A different writer says, no, his sins are set right, are Mesudur right in front of him. Kosh Baruch is going to look at your sins? No. My Sidurin, Sidurim Limachel. They're set up in order to be forgiven. They're one by one. Kosh Baruch is going to knock them out. Meaning it's a good thing. Tanya Dever Bishmal Aroa Karabiyam Akipurim Yid'a Kol Hashana Kula. If somebody sees Keri on Yom Kippur, he should be worried the whole year. What do you mean worried the whole year? So Rashi here explains. Keri has to do with Tasha Shemita. It's one of the Inuyim. So you're trying to do the Inuyim so hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically throws it at it, just throws it back in your face. Comes out by accident. It's not your fault, but it's like throwing it back in your face. Just like, and he quotes, the Mashal in Mesech HaSukkah, right, B'Hashem, tomorrow, that you sit in the Sukkah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it rain. Right? It's like an Eved coming to pour a coast of wine for his master, and the master says, throws it back in his face. So that's Kedeben Amosek Kosla Rabos. That's what this is like. That's why you have to be worried the whole year. Kadosh Baruch Hu did this to you. You know, Aro Karib Yom Kippur, Yidak Roshana Kula, you have to be worried. V'yam Osala Oshana Muftach Lushaben Olam Abba. But if you got through the year, you have to make sure that you are an Olam, you are a Ben Olam Abba. Amar Rach Rayisak Teda Shkol Olam Kula Roy V'hu Saveya. After all, you got to look at it. Like, and the way Rashi explains it here, this guy got a little Hana. Assuming that's a little Hana, or that's how Rabbi Yashav explained it also. He got a little Hana on Yom Kippur, even though nobody else did. And still he lasted the whole year. Means he didn't have to have that inui on Yom Kippur, so it's a good thing. So that's why he doesn't have to be worried, and he could be happy that he's in Ben Olam Haba. We'll leave the last 8 lines to say later, but just one thought about the connection of the end of the Masechta and the beginning of the Masechta. I saw in the Biuri Hadaf here he quotes the Hon Ashir, who explains that the first letter and the last letter of the Mishnayos, In Yuma, the first letter is Shin, Shivas Yamim, the last letter is Yisrael. Right? We had a couple days ago by the Rabbi Akiva's statement. Shin Alamit, Shal. What Shal? So he says, Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha. That's a remiss to one of the Inuyim, one of the Nilas Asandal. Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha. That's going to be Moses, so why Dafka that Inuy picked? Right? To be Merami's. Why is that one? So there's a question that is asked. Why is it that by every makom kadosh, and this is a good var just to have in the back pocket to say over whenever you have to give a dvar Torah? Why is it that whenever you're in a makom kadosh, you have to take off your shoes? Moshe, Yehoshua, when he met the Malach by Yericho, Duchening, you take off your shoes. Beis Hamikdash,
the whole Beis Hamikdash.
Right. So why is it? What is it about shoes? What's about shoes? Leather shoes. Shalom bracha. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. The bracha we're going to see in a few minutes, unless you said it already. Sha'asali called Sarki. Hashem did everything for me. So the Mefarshim say, what's your kavanah? Sha'asali called Sarki. He gave me shoes. Right, that's what the poskim say. Sha'asali called Sarki. He gave me shoes. Number two. Number three is, we'll start with those two questions. So an answer that I once heard is that the Kuzari writes that there are four levels of being in the world. Domim, Someach, Chai, Medaber. Domim are the inanimate objects. Someach are the plant life. That's the second level of the pyramid. Chai, animal life. Medaber, that's people. The four, we're on top of the pyramid. So says, based on that kuzari, I think I heard it between the Marshal. Marshal says that people are on top of the pyramid. What does that mean? That everything under us was created, was never for us. We're sholate on it, and we use it because we're rulers. We rule over the animal kingdom. We rule over the plant kingdom. We're on top of it, on top of this pyramid that the Kuzari sets up, so we use it for our purposes. Shoes, which are made out of leather, symbolize our shlita over the animal kingdom. It symbolizes that we're shultim. We're on top of the pyramid. So we wear these shoes. We wear these we wear this leather. That's why she also called Sarki when we bust our kavana shoes. Shoes, because why? Because that's a symbol that really everything that Hashem put in the world for us. He did everything for us that we wear shoes. What shoes? Because shoes symbolize we're on top of the shoes. We wear the shoes. We shape the shoes into what we need. Sha'asali kol tzarki, that's the kavan. So when you're in a makam kadosh, you take off your shoes. You're not the sholeit ultimately. Beis Hamikdash, you don't have shlita here, right? On Yom Kippur, you don't have shlita here. When you duchen, when you're in a makam kadosh in front of the Malach Hashem, so then you take off your shoes. Shal nalecha me'al raglecha. So that's why dafka shal is the remez, the beginning of the Sechas Yuma, Shal, Yom Kippur is about realizing who's in charge. Shal Na'alacha Na'alacha is about removing our shoes, but what's the symbol of that? Realizing there's one day a year that we're Domo L'Malachim, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that He's the one that is in charge. So, B'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes, we'll be able to say this last line, and tomorrow, everybody's invited to join us as we start our next travels through Shas with Meseches Sukkah. Okay. Okay, Shkot, gotta run home to get my son. Okay.
Tomorrow down to 7:10.
Can I check my email?